Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
See South back here on Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com joining us now. And hey, they're the champs, Roy. They got 22 starters coming back. They don't need to draft anybody, right?
Well, yeah. Is it a case, Roy? The rich get richer or what?
Yeah, well, the rich just stay as rich as they were, I guess. It's like a college team returning 22 starters. You never hear about that in the NFL. But you know what? That's the power of Tom Brady, guys. And you know what? It's also the power of winning. You get a taste of it. You want to stay a part of it. And so the Bucs have been fortunate to bring everybody back here. This is really quite incredible. I mean, it's unprecedented in the NFL as far as I know.
Well, when you think about it, it's always about what have you done for me lately. And when you think about it's so frustrating as a Saints fan how you're able to win two games in a regular season, especially that second game in Tampa's backyard where the Saints whooped the Buccaneers behind, so to speak. But, you know, in the postseason, it is what it is. And you look at the open date and how Tampa Bay was able to go on that run. I mean, that's unbelievable. You have to give everyone in that Buccaneers organization credit because I don't think no one thought that the Buccaneers could be where they ended up, considering when the Saints went to Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay was aware, the Bucs were aware where the Saints were at. But that was a butt whipping. But you know what? It's a long season, and it's amazing what they did in the postseason.
Yeah, you're right. It really is. I mean, let's not forget, certainly halfway through the season, three quarters of the way through the season, the Bucs did not look like they we thought here in Tampa they might even miss the playoffs. And if they did make the playoffs, we thought, well, the only way they're going to win a game is if they somehow get a fortunate matchup against Washington or something like that. We figured that if they made it, they wouldn't go very far. They didn't look very good, but they used that fourth quarter of the season.
Yep.
And really came together during that period and found their legs, and the chemistry just got better and better each week. And you know, they had some favorable matchups that helped them. And that was important because it helped them build some confidence. But it's really what they needed at the end of the day. So it was quite remarkable, really, to see the transformation of this team happen so quickly. And now they're hoping that, you know, they can just continue down that run, that they think they've figured out exactly what it is they need to do to win consistently. And perhaps they have. But you're right. A year ago at this time, they were intriguing. Season started, they were intriguing. They played half a season. It was still interesting, but nobody thought this team was a Super Bowl contender. And all of a sudden, you know, they look better than Kansas City by far. So a lot can happen. You know, let's get through the draft here and see what teams look like after that, and then wait and see what teams look like in the once they start playing the regular season, because so much can happen, obviously, in this league in a short period of time that could change the outlook for everybody.
Now, Roy, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I thought as the season progressed, Tampa Bay's offensive line got better. I look at Tristan Wirfs, here he was, the offensive tackle out of Iowa, 13 overall pick, his development, but really the whole offensive line. And I thought it was significant going forward that you had the complimentary piece along with Dominick Sue with Vita Vey. I want you to comment on those two things.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one area for the Buccaneers that got better as the season went on was their offensive line. That was an area that there were a lot of questions. You know, would Ryan Jensen hold up over the course of the year? How would Donovan Smith look at left tackle? How would Tristan Wirfs, a rookie, favor at right tackle? Their right guard position was a little bit up in the air. Really, the only solid piece that you thought you had was Ali Marpet at left guard.
Right.
And other than that, you had a lot of question marks. But that unit really came together and even showed some depth after they lost a player or two and had to rely on some young players that hadn't really been tested before. So I don't think any unit came together better than that one. And let's face it, I think Tom Brady adjusted very well to that group and the time that they allotted him in the pocket. And I think that was a big part of it as well. They've always been a pretty good run group, but pass protection wise, they needed some work, and they put the work in, and it paid off. Over on the defensive side, look, I think they always thought that was going to be a strength as long as everybody was healthy. Jason Pierre-Paul is still as good a defensive end as there is. Vita Vea was a player really on the rise, and you know, even after the injury, he just got better and better each week, which was important. And Dominick Sue clearly has experienced a bit of a rebirth here in Tampa. I mean, the Rams, let's not forget, kind of gave up on him after a year and thought, you know, and because they thought that Dominick Sue had given up on them. But the Bucs haven't had any of that kind of issue with Dominick Sue, and it's allowed other young players to develop around him. And when you add a guy like Shaq Barrett, you know, as an outside linebacker, well, it's you know, they've been pretty fortunate finding the right pieces in free agency as well. So, and that's where all those guys came from, except for Vita Vea, who was a draft piece. So, you know, good work by the GM and the coach putting it all together.
And, you know, Roy, when you look at it, because the draft is just around the corner, to me, he didn't look like a rookie. The swagger he had, Antoine Winfield Jr., I mean, to me, he was outstanding. It just seems like one of the leaders, even though he was a rookie. So that's what teams are looking. Can you have that impactful player from the get-go? And I think the Bucs had that in Antoine Winfield Jr.
Yeah, you're right, Bobby. And think about it. You know, you look at the advance that a player like Ronald Jones made, you know, just in 1 year. Granted, he's a running back, but, you know, you've seen it before. Usually, and Bobby, I think you know this, both you guys know that in the NFL, the biggest step forward is usually made between seasons one and seasons two. And so now you're talking about Antoine Winfield, who already looked pretty good, already showed some leadership qualities in that young secondary. Give him a full off season to work on his game, a full training camp to work on his game, and just let the natural talent come through. And you're talking about potentially a real impact player and arguably one of the, you know, top 15 defensive backs in the league. So
yep.
They've got a great piece there for sure. And again, they've been fortunate in how they've drafted. Not one of the picks that Jason Light has made over the last 3 years has, you know, gained universal applause. I mean, most people have questioned everything he's done ever since he picked a kicker in the second round and traded up to get him. But at the end of the day, Jason Light's done a pretty good job of putting
yes.
this football team together through the draft and obviously through free agency.
Now, you know, Roy, when you look at it, to keep a team in play, because everybody wants to get paid once you win a Super Bowl, I mean, to me that's astounding. You look household names. When you look at Rob Gronkowski, what comes about, Leonard Fournette, you could go on and on. But do the Bucs fans appreciate that we're trying to keep this team together and truly trying to repeat or to that, whatever, just to win back-to-back? Because that's the one thing that's amazing, how they all want to be on board with this Buccaneers organization, considering they're already Super Bowl champs, but they want to try and do it again.
Yeah, I think the fans do appreciate it. Look, you know, the fans that are behind this team now, the majority of them were here in 2002 and 2003 when, you know, the belief was that that Bucks team was going to win at least one more Super Bowl, maybe two. Again, because they kept that unit intact, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. It never happened, and, you know, a lot of factors play into that. But I think the Bucks fans realize now how rare it is just to win a Super Bowl and how even more rare it is to repeat. So one of the biggest things you have to do in order to repeat is maintain your strength. And let's face it, this offseason the Bucks have not gotten weaker.
Yeah.
Usually you see a Super Bowl team get at least a little weaker somewhere. Somebody goes somewhere else. They get a better opportunity at another organization, another franchise, and they move on. Usually those are your star players or some player who just excelled at the right time. Not the Bucks. I mean, guys like Ndamukong Suh and Leonard Fournette, they looked elsewhere. They were given that opportunity. Go ahead. Take your look. You know, take a look. See what's out there for you. I think at the end of the day, they realized the money wasn't going to be significantly different somewhere else. The opportunity wasn't going to be significantly different. And in a couple of cases, Ndamukong Suh for sure, I think, even Leonard Fournette, I think they looked at it and said, wait a minute, you know, I'd kind of like to keep winning Super Bowl. That's what I'm in this for, right? Yeah, I want the money, but I got a chance. I'm going to have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl here than if I go to, say, I don't know, Tennessee.
Right.
You know, whatever. Take your pick. You know, if I go to Carolina, I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. I've got a chance to win this thing here. Tom Brady's coming back. Why wouldn't I come back?
Right.
If Tom Brady can come back, if Rob Gronkowski can come back, I'm coming back.
Amen. You know, Roy, I wanted to bring that up. You look at depth, and, you know, you want weapons. Household names, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. You know, you put the franchise tag, you figure that all out. You got Antonio Brown. But I look at a guy like Scotty Miller. I want you to comment on him and the trust factor with him and Tom Brady. Then you look at the tight end position. I mean, we look at some teams are looking for one guy, maybe two guys. But you got Rob Gronkowski, Cameron Brate, and then O.J. Howard coming back. Boy, it just seems like this is what Tom Brady wish that the Patriots would have done for him.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. And having a guy like Scotty Miller around is something else. I mean, it's easy to look at the situation and say, you know, you certainly wish that in New England, Tom Brady could have had, you know, a cast like he's got here with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and Gronkowski and obviously O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate and everything else. But, you know, it's also important that you have somebody like a Scotty Miller, who's just a good football player. Scotty Miller's got speed. That's his real element. That's where he can hurt you. But what a lot of people don't realize about Scotty Miller is that he runs as good a route as anybody on this team. He's precise. He's going to be there. He's got very good hands. You know, he's got a few moves here and there, and all those little things are what makes Scotty Miller such a trusted element in that offense, and why Tom Brady knows that if I'm going to throw this hitch route, he's going to be there for it. If I throw this post, he's going to be there. And he's probably going to have his guy beaten by two or three steps. So why wouldn't I throw the ball to him? And once you develop that trust and that chemistry, and, you know, he's done it with a couple of guys. He did it with a kid named Tyler Johnson, who nobody had heard of. Even here in Tampa, you know, people were wondering, Tyler Johnson, isn't he a hockey player on the hockey team here? you know, so that having those players, those, you know, those backups, that depth at that position, and having depth that your quarterback trusts and believes in and is willing to go to on third down and 18, that tells you everything right there.
Yep.
So that's a big part of it. And as far as the strength of tight end, it's a little bit unprecedented. It's not often you see a team with three guys like
right.
that. Bucs fans keep wondering when they're going to trade one. I keep saying I would never trade any of them because you know what? You went from 3-2 last year in a hurry when you lost O.J. Howard. Cameron Brate's getting up there in age. He's fighting some injuries. And you know darn well that the Bucks were just fortunate as all get out to get a full season out of Rob Gronkowski.
Right.
Raise your hand if you thought Rob Gronkowski was going to play 16 games last year. I don't think anybody thought that was going to happen. Especially given the time that he was playing.
So it's a great opportunity for O.J. Howard going forward.
Yes, it is. And so if I'm the Buccaneers, I mean, you could lose Gronkowski in a hurry. You could lose Brate in a hurry. I'm not moving any of those guys. I'm keeping that strength because, again, you never know when you're going to lose somebody. You want to maintain that strength, especially when Tom Brady's your quarterback, considering how much he leans on the tight end.
And, you know, Roy, I'm glad you brought up Scotty Miller, because in these parts, we really appreciate those receivers who contribute at a high level to help the quarterback to have success. I look at Lance Moore. I look at Willie Steen, who's now a main cog in the Ravens' passing attack. But Scotty Miller's even better because he's faster and what he could do. So a lot of people say, like, you know, they all want to talk about Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and obviously Antonio Brown. Let me tell you, Tom Brady knows if you got one-on-one matchup with Scotty Miller, he's going to win a lot of the times, and you can't double-team everyone. So I'm on board with you with Scotty Miller. I think he was outstanding, and I know how Drew Brees utilized Lance Moore and Willie Snead going way back. So I know Tom Brady, truly, when he's watching the film and setting up a game plan, appreciates Scotty Miller.
Yeah, it's a great analogy, with Lance Moore and Snead and how Drew Brees used those guys. You know, look, you're going to be as good as you make yourself, as available as you make yourself to your quarterback. That's how good you can be. You don't have to be a superstar. You just have to do the right things. And if your quarterback believes in you and trusts you, you're going to get your opportunities. Then it's a matter of cashing in. And when you've got a quarterback like Drew Brees, like you've had in New Orleans, obviously, when you've got a Tom Brady, they're going to give you that opportunity. And if you cash in, you know, there's going to be that 4, 5, 6 game segment where nobody really, you know, still knows what you're all about. You're going to steal some plays there, but then you got to make the adjustments. And you know what? You got to give credit to guys like Lance Moore and Snead and obviously Scotty Miller for making those adjustments so that they're still a reliable target for their quarterback. As a receiver, that's your job. Make yourself available to your quarterback to make plays. Don't complain about the ball being a little bit high, a little bit low, a little bit off to the left. Just go make the play. You make the play, the quarterback's going to keep coming back to you. Bobby, you know it as well as anybody. You needed some of those guys when you were playing.
Yeah, I had the great Eric Martin. He ran a 4.8 40, but he always was open. I mean, come on. Hit him in the hands, he's going to catch it.
Exactly.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, I'll leave you with this. What do you think of Coach Bucko Bruce's tattoo?
You know what? I give him credit. He said he was going to do it. To be honest, you look in the window of the man's soul, and he was one of those things where I'm sure he was saying, that would probably never happen, but hey, what the hell? You know, let's have some fun with it. I'll be glad to get it if it does. And you know what? He went out and did it, so good for him. Hey, that's, you know what, to me, that's Bruce Arians all over again. I mean, that's just his personality. He's going to be different. He's going to be outside the box. And good for him. I think it looks good on him, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, Roy, as we let you go, good for him. Bruce Arians seems like a Buccaneer, a Pirate, doesn't he?
He does. And, guys, you know what? I won't be surprised if he sticks around after he's done coaching as maybe some kind of a consultant, team president, some position where he can have a say in what's going on. I think he loves it here. I think he's certainly had more success here than he has anywhere else in terms of winning a championship. I think he might want to stick around. I think this thing has re-energized him a little bit. I didn't think that Bruce Arians would stay more than 2 years in Tampa as the coach because I figured they'd be difficult years. All of a sudden, it wouldn't surprise me if he coaches another 2 or 3 years himself.
He could be a lifer for the Buccaneers.
He could be.
Roy, thank you so much for the time.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks,
you know
Roy.
PewterPirates.com. Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider. This is sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.